Hey CEO, feeling a little off or a lot out of balance? I just want to say it can happen to the best of us. In fact, it happened to me in the last few weeks, and I'm a time management coach who helps women build work-life balance, but I wasn't. You see, after a few months of being in heads down, blinders on, get her done mode, I wasn't paying attention to what needed my attention until I crashed. I got too focused on the next thing in front of me to do and lost my balance. And it affected every area of my life, my faith walk, my marriage, my friendships, my business, my stewardship, my wellness, my passions, my dwelling, and ultimately, my joy. Let me just say, I wasn't very present to God, to others, or myself, and it showed. Just ask my hubby. But unlike back in the day, when getting swept up in the tyranny of the urgent was the norm, and I'd push on without noticing how off balance I felt because things needed to get done, this time, I decided to listen to what I knew God was telling me to do. Stop and pay attention to what I've called you to be present to. And let me just tell you, pausing to practice what I preach has made all the difference in what I'm believing, how I'm feeling, and where I'm going as I step into this new week with God. Although feeling this off and out of balance is no longer my norm, I know it is for so many of you who are juggling all the things in midlife and business. And I want you to know, I know how it feels. But it doesn't have to stay that way. So this Let's Push Pause episode is for me and for you, the woman who's a little off or a lot out of balance and finally ready to admit she's feeling it and do something about it. Together, let's follow his direction to rebalance and renew our attention. Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list? It's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on Him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business. From launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert, priorities protector, and recovering should-do list girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years, and I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use His truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready? Okay, I know what you might be thinking. In fact, if you even made it past the intro and you're still here with me, I'd be surprised. I mean, really, who wants to listen to a time management coach who apparently can't balance her priorities? Honestly, it would have been easier and a whole lot better marketing plan to just keep my crash landing to myself, pick myself up, plaster on an I'm good smile, and press on without anyone knowing the difference. Except that wouldn't serve anyone, including me, because it would make it look like I don't sometimes still struggle like everyone else. It would make it look like building a with God life and business is only possible if you've got a perfectly balanced life. And since perfect life balance is that elusive thing we're all looking for, but we'll never find this side of heaven, you might give up trying and say, why bother? That's why we need to be real before we get too far off one way or the other. Because when life and business feels off or like it's out of our control, is exactly the time when we need to speak up and seek out the support that will help us pay attention to what's really going on so we can get back up and get pointed in the right direction by looking to Him. Left to ourselves, it's easy to keep spiraling. But together, we can be that hand up we all need some days, or most days. Speaking of which, did you notice each of the recent CEO testimonials mentioned that one of their favorite parts was the community they found inside of the Redeemed Midlife CEO? Because that's where we live out loud together in authenticity, where we find we're not alone in our struggles to juggle all the things and often dropping all the balls, where we find others to lift us up when we're feeling down, uncertain, or out of balance in life or business. We're not afraid to admit when we fall, because that's how we're fully known, and that's how we grow. So if you're that girl feeling a little off or a lot out of balance, crashing from one day or to-do to the next, and not sure how to get or keep things upright, before you get swept up by the tyranny of the next thing needing your attention yet again, I invite you to pause, to schedule a busyness breakthrough call, and let's see what's got your time and attention that's keeping you from the fruitful life and business that God has for you. You can grab a spot at redeemhertime.com/breakthrough. And before we go any further, I just want to let you know today's podcast is hopefully going to be less me talking at you and more me asking questions so that you can pause to pay attention to where you're at right now. And together, we will renew our attention to what matters most. And at the end, I've got a quick survey for you as a listener to the Redeem Her Time podcast. Be sure to stick around because someone who shares is going to get their name drawn for a 1-hour one-on-one coaching session with me. Yes, a life coach who gets where you are and how you're feeling when things are a little off or a lot out of balance. Now, you may have heard me mention the word balance earlier. And if you've been around here a bit, you know I like me a good definition to lay the foundation. So, let's start by defining it. Balance, noun, an even distribution, the condition in which everything is in equal proportions, a state of equilibrium. In a perfect world, because who in the world can keep all the things from tipping the scale when you've got a million things trying to pull you in a million directions all at once? Not me or you. That's why a better definition is actually the one around balance being a verb. Balance, verb. The ongoing act of keeping something in a steady, upright position so that it does not fall. Again, easier said than done with so many things coming at us in life and business. But balance is not something we achieve. It's an ongoing action of paying attention to keep ourselves upright. Picture that on-point ballerina. While she may look like she's standing still with all the grace in the world, if you zoom in on her feet, you'll see she's actually making constant adjustments to keep herself upright as she pays attention to her body. Now that's more like it. Balance is not something that once reached allows us to go on autopilot, but instead requires our ongoing attention and intention. A well-balanced life is a well-ordered life, one that's present to what matters most. And sometimes we need to push pause when things get out of control. So, how did I get to that place where it felt like everything was off and I was way out of balance when I've usually got a plan with intention? Good question. I'll spare you all the sad details, but here's the story. When I was heads down in my overly focused doing, I was not paying attention to what mattered. I'm sure my story is no different than yours. A lot of important things needed my time and attention in that time period. For me, it was business to-dos, back-to-back trips, a sickness between, plans changing at the last minute, followed by jumping back in to planning a big event. But the problem was, I wasn't paying attention to how off I felt until I crashed. All my doing and not enough being finally caught up with me. And at that point, I wasn't much good to anyone. What is it that's causing you to not pay attention to what matters to keep you upright and balanced? Perhaps this season of serving or transition or heartache or the unexpected. It may be something sudden and life-changing in a moment or more subtle and life-shaping over time. But either way, don't point the finger at everything else. Look inside. What is causing you to not pay attention? You see, looking back now, I can see it clearly. But in the midst of it all, I was so distracted by my need to keep doing and checking boxes, and my body and brain felt so foggy and fatigued, I couldn't see how I had neglected so many things. My time with the Lord was rote. My time with my hubby was distant. My time with friends was nearly non-existent. I wasn't paying attention to my resources coming or going. My sleep was poor. I didn't feel like eating much, and I had no time for my daily walk or any type of fun for that matter. My home was showing my lack of attention, and my business wasn't producing much fruit. All 8 areas of attention in my life were not getting the attention they needed. And as I often teach, when we don't give them attention, one day they demand our attention, and it always costs us. And then God brought the truth I needed to hear while listening to episode 225 of the Balanced Mom podcast that I will link to in the show notes. I wasn't balanced because I wasn't present to what he said mattered most. You see, in Mark 12, 30 through 31, one of the religious leaders who had spent his entire life doing a lot of things for God, aka offering sacrifices and keeping the law, checking a lot of boxes, was thinking that that's what it took to be upright in God's eyes. And he asked, "Jesus, what is the most important thing to focus on out of all that God says?" And Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." In essence, being present to what matters most, loving God, others, and ourselves. But in order to live a well-ordered life, we must first be present with all of us, heart, mind, soul, and body. And then we can be present to loving God and then to loving others, which can only happen as we love and care for ourselves. But the problem with that scribe and with you and me is that we often get caught up in the doing and we aren't truly present to God, others, and ourselves. And we're checking a lot of boxes. Our life is no longer well-ordered or well-balanced. I recently read this in The Practice of the Presence of God about Brother Lawrence. He says, "Many people do not advance in the Christian life because they get stuck in the doing. They neglect the love of God, which is the goal." So let's not get stuck there because we're not connected to who we are and what we are present to in this season. Because I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't feel good. And I can tell you from experience, it doesn't produce much kingdom fruit either. So the 3 steps I have for you today are the very ones that I'm using this week and often need to go back to when I'm feeling a little off and my life is out of balance, or just to do a quick check-in. So that way I can pay attention to what matters with all that I am, all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, all of my strength. And then I can truly love God, love others, and love myself. Are you ready to do the work on rebalancing your out of balance life too? I want to encourage you to go grab a notebook and pen or an iPad or your notes app and get ready to do some reflective journaling with God to pay attention to where things are off and where he's directing you. No worries if you're driving or mopping or walking the dog or multitasking in some way, I'll be sure to drop these steps and questions inside the Redeem Her Time community. That's where you'll share, encourage, and support one another as we go through this resetting process. So here are the 3 steps. Rest, reflect, reset. Rest. Doesn't that already sound like something you're missing? Chances are, if you're feeling off or out of balance, you're lacking rest. And yes, you may need a nap. When I'm feeling foggy and fatigued, I often go pull a blanket over my head, close my eyes for a few minutes, because then I wake up more clear-headed. But the rest I'm really talking about here is a deeper rest. As described in a book we recently read in the CEO Book Club, The Rest of God by Mark Buchanan. You see, he defined resting, aka Sabbathing, as ceasing from all you're creating so that you can be recreated. So whether you take a few minutes right now, a few hours sometime today or this week, or a few days to rest, here's what you need to do. First, rest your mind. One of the things that keeps us out of balance is that we never get away from all that's demanding or distracting our time and attention. Take time to just be. That means intentionally unplugging from producing or consuming so you can be attentive to your mind, body, and spirit. That might mean finding a quiet corner, a quiet room, a quiet outdoor spot, a quiet coffee shop. Leave it all behind for a time. And as you turn off those voices around you, and commit to a time of not filling up with other things. Take time to quiet your heart. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard to be alone with myself. Because even if nothing is playing in the background, often that inner voice is deafening in my head. It may feel uncomfortable at first, but as you turn it all off, let your to-do list and should-do list and even your God-do-this list melt away, and in the quietness, just be still. Pay attention to resting your mind and what it needs right now. Here are two questions. What has your mind been consumed with? And what would set your mind on what he is calling you to focus on? Next, rest your body. Because like it or not, we are humans with physical limitations. We do not have unlimited supplies of energy, and as such, we need to care for our temple. But if you're anything like me, when things just need to get done, especially if there's a deadline or an outside person depending on it happening, we try to push those limits, staying up late, living off caffeine, grabbing a bite to eat when we think about it, skipping our walk or workout. But just like your car, when it's been driving around all day and the gas light comes on, it's only going to go so far before you're stuck on the side of the road. So as you take time to stop from always being on the move, pay attention to what your body is needing. Do you need a nap instead of pushing through the day? Or a regular 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night instead of burning the candle at both ends? Do you need more hydration other than coffee and Coke by carrying that water bottle around with you? Do you need good nutritious meals rather than caving to convenience or comfort food? Do you need to move your body to boost your endorphins and get your blood flowing? Here are two questions to help you pay attention to what your body needs right now. You ready? What has your body been lacking or craving? And what would help your body feel well so you can live out what you are called to? Next, rest your spirit. Our spirit is the core of who we are that is made in the image of God. The problem is, we are often just skimming the surface, just trying to stay afloat and not taking the time to connect our spirit with His, especially when it feels like there's a lot to do. Or, if we do, we're just checking boxes to feel good about doing something, but missing the true spirit connection. No wonder we start looking more like the world and less like Him. So as you take time to rest your spirit, open it up to Him. I've started a practice this week of sitting with my coffee in hand and my heart wide open saying, Spirit, come fill me. And then just listening. Sometimes you'll hear that inner voice or that to-do list item, so just let it come and go. Sometimes you may hear only silence. That's okay because you're practicing quieting your spirit. Other days, the thoughts, the questions, the fears, or the passions, the dreams and ideas that are buried somewhere deep inside make it to the surface and get laid before Him. Then open up His word and read a portion slowly. Meditate on what He brings to your attention and sit with it. And at the end of your time quieting your spirit, say back to Him, Jesus, what I hear you saying is, and pray it back to Him. So here are two questions to help you pay attention to what your spirit needs right now. First, what has your spirit been missing or needing? And what would help your spirit connect with His to hear His leading? The second step is to reflect. You see, balance is maintained when what you say matters and what you do line up. Loving God, others, and yourself will be seen by your actions or lack thereof. But when you're always on the move, it's sometimes hard to get a true picture of where you are, where you're going, and how things actually line up. So while you're in the quiet, take time to reflect and look deeper than just the surface. First, reflect beyond you. It's easy to get short-sighted or tunnel vision, more focused on the next thing in front of us to do. So how can you pull back and see the bigger picture from a higher vantage point? This is a great time to pull out your With God vision and read or listen to it again. I have a practice of listening to mine each morning while making my pour-over coffee. But you know what? I found that with all my traveling and tiredness and not feeling well, I got out of my routines and lost sight of the big picture of where I'm going. If you haven't written your With God vision yet, you can simply grab a notebook and pen, because there's something about it being written in your own handwriting that connects your head and your heart. And set aside 15 minutes or so to prayerfully write what comes to mind when you think about where God might be taking you over the next 5 years in each of the 8 areas of attention. Where is He leading in your faith walk? In your family relationships? In your friendships? Your service in business, work, or ministry, your stewardship of time, money, or resources, your wellness, your passions, how you care for your dwelling. Don't overthink it. Just let it flow and see what comes out. And then Don't bury it in a pile somewhere. Either read it in your morning refill or record it and listen to it regularly to keep it top of mind and heart. And then once you have a bigger vision, pull in a little closer and reflect on the season you're in. Look at your focus. What is it time for? Your belief. What are you trusting for? And your prayer. What are you asking for? Now that you have a bigger perspective, it's time to look at where your time has been going that probably played a part in where you are now. So let's reflect behind you. If you have a paper or digital calendar, grab it out, or if it's all in your head, just do your best to look back at the past few weeks or months. Ideally, I recommend looking about 3 months back and answering these questions. What's been getting or not getting your time? What's been working or not working? What's been causing stress or anxiety? What's been taking up too much time? As you look back, notice the patterns, the problems, the priorities, or lack thereof. Can you identify why you may be feeling a little off now or a lot out of balance? Perhaps life happened and your business got put on the back burner. Or perhaps you had a big business project or goal that took more time and attention than you realized, and it got more of you than anything else. Now, we're not looking for equal time to match equal time in each area, because that would actually work out to, well, about 180 minutes a day for each. That, my friend, is not going to lead you to a well-ordered or balanced life. Take, for example, if 3 hours would need to cover your eating, drinking, moving, and sleeping, It's really about each area of attention getting the time it needs to keep it upright and steady and growing towards that bigger with God vision. So, as you look back, what's really been getting your time and attention lately? Once you can see it, now it's time to look ahead to where you're going. Reflect ahead of you. Again, you may have some of this written in a paper planner or a digital calendar, or it may all be in your head. May I recommend not trying to keep it all there? Because that could very likely be why your life gets so out of balance. Either way, we are going to look ahead at the next few weeks or months. Again, I recommend looking about 3 months out and answer these questions. What do you need to make time for? What are you desiring to accomplish? What will you not put off any longer? What's really on your heart? Are you feeling more aware of why you might be feeling off or out of balance? I am. Taking time to rest and reflect keeps us from continuing to do the same thing, expecting a different result. Isn't that the definition of insanity? And it also keeps us from being unaware of how staying in that state is taking us away from what really matters, like being fully present to loving God, others, and self with all that we are. So the last step now is to reset your time blocks. Now that you've determined where to intentionally put your focus, it's time to reset your time blocks by creating a weekly plan for the season. So that way, you ensure what matters gets your time and attention, more often than not, rather than letting the tyranny of what's next or what's in front of you lead by default and dropping all the balls or yourself once again. I like to call this an ideal weekly time template. Ideal because it's mapping out what you'd like to make time for. Now, of course, there's no such thing as a perfect week, but guaranteed having a plan will get you way further in paying attention to what matters than just hoping for the best. And template, because it's modular. Once what matters gets in your weekly plan, before each week begins, you can move things around to fit the needs and events of the week in front of you, and know that everything will still get your attention. In fact, before we jump into how to reset your time blocks, let me invite you to grab the free 2+3 time blocking guide I shared during the CEO's workshop series at redeemhertime.com/block. Not only do I explain each of the 5 time blocks, but I also give examples and a template for you to plan what yours hold and create your ideal weekly time template. So go ahead and push pause if you're not already using the system of determining what it's time for. And if you've already created your ideal week using the system, go grab it. Because if you got a little off or a lot out of balance, something must need adjusting. So first, we're going to reset your two refills. Often, the first thing to go when life gets busy or push comes to shove is taking care of you in mind, body, and spirit. Hence, why you and I can end up feeling so disconnected from everything and everyone, including ourselves. So each day, Commit to a minimum of 2 times that you will focus on filling up you. Once to start your day, because you can't pour from an empty cup, and once to end your day, because you need to refill after pouring out all day long to prepare for the next. Your morning refill is the 30 to 90 minutes between when you get up and before your family or household needs you or your work gets started. Yes, that may mean setting an alarm or getting up a little earlier so you have time before the day starts. First, block off the time and then start asking these questions. What will refill your body? Is it stretching, strengthening, walking, running, moving? What will refill your mind? Perhaps reading, journaling, or silence. And what will refill your spirit? It could be praying, studying, or just receiving from Him. Notice, you're not doing chores or checking your feed. It's the one main thing that you will do each week to be balanced and growing in each area. Once you identify one for each area, determine the frequency they are needed. Some of these will happen once a week, others a few times a week, and others maybe daily. What's one thing needed to keep balanced and growing in your faith walk? Your family, your friendships, your service and business, your stewardship, your wellness, your passions, and your dwelling. Now, how often will you do that? And when will you do that in your week? Chances are your family, business, wellness, and dwelling might need more attention than your friendships, stewardship, and passions. And that's okay. Remember, the goal is not equal time for each, but just enough attention to keep things upright and balanced. And when one needs more than another or in a special season, then you can adjust your plan. So, I highly recommend you put those top 8 on your ideal week template, so that way they stay top of mind and you know when they're going to give them attention. What you'll find is that now whole areas of life don't fall through the cracks, and you don't have to jump up to take care of something just because it crossed your mind and will only take a minute. We all know how that goes, right? Because it already has a time when it will get your focus. Goodbye multitasking and chasing should-dos all day long. So let me sum things up for you. Here are the 3 steps to use when you're feeling a little off or a lot out of balance to renew your attention to what matters and to be fully present. Rest your mind, body, and spirit. Reflect on your time and reset your time blocks. Ah, I'm feeling better. Are you? Guess what? You don't have to do it alone. Come join us inside the Redeem Your Time community, where we'll be holding one another accountable and to paying attention to what matters most. Speaking of which, here is today's community question. Which step are you most in need of right now to check in with how you're doing? Is it resting, reflecting, or resetting? You'll find us at redeemhertime.com/community. And better yet, you'll find you're not alone. Now that you've done some reflecting, would you mind taking a few minutes to fill out the Redeem Her Time survey? It would mean the world to me to know what you're needing most right now as you juggle all the things in midlife and business. And when you respond by May 3rd, your name will be entered to win a free 1-hour coaching session with me so we can see where you might need to pay more attention with your time. Just head to redeemhertime.com/survey. And yes, I'll put that link in the show notes. I don't know about you, but I certainly couldn't work towards balance without amazing women who are seeking that in their lives and businesses. And I certainly couldn't do it without Him. So let's pray. Spirit, come fill us. Thank you that you see us right where we are, especially those of us who are weary and burdened and distracted and disconnected from you, from others, and from ourselves. You tell us to come to you instead of trying to carry all the things in life and business on our own. So as we turn off the noise, we invite your presence into our resting, our reflecting, our resetting. May your spirit show us what we've been missing or neglecting and direct us towards how you have called us to be present with all of us, to loving you with all that we have and loving others, and taking the time to renew our attention. I pray for each woman listening today, whether she's feeling a little off or a lot out of balance, that you would meet her in that place and give her the wisdom and insight to see what's necessary to get upright again. Thank you that you call us to do life and business with you and one another, and may you be the source of our strength when we feel weak. We can't wait to see what you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeem Her Time community, where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode, and until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, Receive the gift of time from the one who truly holds it, because as his daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women, just like you, find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.